You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio and my name is Sarah Turner. I'm really delighted today to be joined by Rachel Singleton. Rachel is a flower essence practitioner, a flower essence tutor for the British Flower and Vibrational Essence Association, a homeopath, Reiki master, and producer of the Lightbringer essences. So a big welcome to you, Rachel, from myself and the Nature Kingdom to the Nature Connection show.
Thank you, Sarah. It's lovely to be here.
Isn't it? It's a lot of fun, I think, for both of us who have this beautiful connection with nature to share what you do and the light that you bring to the world through yourself and your beautiful range. So something that always fascinates me, and I know lots of listeners are interested in this as well, is how you came to do what you do. It's certainly not something we get suggested to us by the careers guidance service, is it, at school? So you haven't most, I've read out your job title. How did you find your way to this?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. It certainly wasn't there in our careers department when I was going to school. So I actually was training as a homeopath when I first was introduced to flower essences, and I often think my homeopathic training was the kind of the doorway in, but the doorway out was I came out through the flower essence door. It was that I really, really loved and really took from those years of training. And it was something about the delicacy and the exquisiteness of flowers and the intimacy of them, the way that they touch us in a way that I think nothing else can, really. You know, when you think of how we use them in society, we use them where we can't use words. So we let them into a space within us through their beauty, their color, their sheer grace, you know, and that really draws us in. And it drew me in, and it touched me very, very deeply. And when I was first taught about them, I just came out of that lecture thinking, oh my goodness, this is home. You know, I've come home. This feels like what I would love to do with my life. And I kind of, probably a little bit arrogantly at that time, thought I would love to make a range of essences. And I went on to try to do that using Dr. Bach's methodology. And I made a few essences and they did absolutely nothing. And I gave them to people who were very experienced with essences and they kind of shook their heads and looked at me kindly and said, no, they're not really working, you know. So it was a bit of a false start to begin with, and it didn't seem very auspicious. And then actually events occurred in my life, quite sad events. My grandmother died, who I was very, very close to. And at that time, I think I'd sort of given up thinking about, on a head level, about making essences. And it was no longer a mental process, something I was going to do. The feeling of grief and the things that were going on in my life at that time took me to a place of actual personal need, of really deep emotional need. And I think that's where essences touch us. So in a sense, maybe that's where they need to come from.
Yeah.
And I was walking along one day, only a couple of weeks after my grandma's funeral, and it was a stunning, stunning day in June, really perfect, not a cloud in the sky, you know, you couldn't have asked for a better day to make essences. And it did kind of pass through my mind, and I dismissed the thought. I was in a very dark space and didn't feel clean enough to do anything like that. And then I was walking along by the river, and I saw this tiny, tiny flower, like a little white star, absolutely gorgeous, so clean and pure and defined. I later found out it was a lesser stitchwort. And the way that it grows, it's like all these tiny little flower heads, and they grow in a haze. So it seems as if they appear amongst the foliage of other plants as just this little constellation of stars. And as I looked at it, the words angel star came into my mind, and that's actually what I went on to call the essence. And I was arrested by it, totally arrested. It looked exactly the opposite to how I felt. Mm. Like there it was, clean and totally itself and just being beautiful and pure and defined and clear about who it was. And there I was feeling so muddy and unclear and in a place of sadness and grief and muddled up. Mm. And I just grabbed some of the plant and kind of held it to my chest and just stood there with it. And as I did so, I felt as if my grandmother was there. Just for a moment, I kind of felt her presence. And it was just a very, very serene moment. And suddenly everything I'd been feeling seemed to fall away from me. And I truly felt peaceful. Within moments, I felt really, really peaceful. And I don't think I'd ever felt like that before. Not so completely, wholly myself and okay. And I was just struck by that. You know, I mean, I was absolutely struck by that. How could that happen? And the dogs, I'd been walking my dogs and they came galloping back to me, kind of wondering where on earth I'd got to. So I started to walk back home and I was still holding these flowers to me. And I just walked so slowly in this place of complete peace and serenity. And I got back home and I put the flowers in a bowl with some water and I made an essence. And that essence, I made loads of it. I made like a really big load of it and put it in a big bottle and carried that bottle around with me for weeks. Mm. I just could not be parted from it. It just felt like it was food for my soul or tonic for my heart. You know, it was just the very presence of it felt so comforting. Mm. And eventually I remembered I could actually make up a little stock bottle, which would be much handier to carry around and which I could take internally. And I started to use it in that way. And I used it nonstop for a year and I gave it to people. And this time that essence spoke to people. People said it fell off their shelves when they needed to give it to a client or it just appeared. It came when it needed to. And the things that people were saying about how it was working was astonishing. There was a friend of mine who was a homeopath and he'd given it to an elderly lady who felt like she had nothing to live for. She was alone, she was ill, she wasn't enjoying life and she felt suicidal at times. And she said to him that those angel drops kept bringing her back from the edge. Mm. And they were actually helping her to, when she looked into the abyss, to turn around and decide to come back. And that was just extraordinary. That was so affirming to hear that.
Mm.
And wow. It was such a gentle, tiny flower, you know. So it opened up a whole amazing journey, amazing, amazing journey.
A kind of one that you cannot ignore.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. That's really beautiful. Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
No.
So I'm kind of receiving it as I think many listeners will as well. It's just very, very beautiful to hear how this tiny little plant just literally brought you into being you, and it happened instantly and changed everything for you.
And it's when I stopped looking, you know, well, it's when I stopped looking on a head level, but probably at a soul level was really crying out for help, you know. And I think that's when it came, and those first few essences that I made came from that really deep personal need. And then because the range has grown, you know, there's about 60 essences now. So they've changed. They come in more lightly. I guess the journey of making the essences has been the journey of my own evolution, really, you know, my own return back to myself at deeper, deeper levels. And every step of the way, those blessed flowers have been guiding me. And it's just such a gift. You know, I feel so lucky to be using this both for myself and for other people. You know, we're very, very lucky to have complementary medicines like this now.
Mm-hmm. And I can see how you called your range as well the light bringer essences, because as you say, it's been your journey bringing your light back to you.
You know, I'm sure you feel this with your essences as well. You know, they touch the light in us, don't they? They return us to that. And flowers are so full of light.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Yeah. So you have 60 essences now. Mm. And I know that your essences are used by many practitioners and many members of the public too. You and I, as tutors of flower essences, know that there are many beautiful ranges out there nowadays, and sometimes it's like, oh well, where do I go, how do I choose, where do I go, because we want all of them. Yes. And but when we sit quietly, we're always drawn to what we need. So this is a big question, but I'm sure you can start to answer this. How is your range different from other ranges out there? And I think you've probably already touched on that a little bit, but it would be lovely to hear your thoughts.
Okay. So a lot of the flowers that have come through to me, because I kind of feel I don't go and decide I'm going to make an essence. The flowers seem to emerge. They seem to call me in the same way that very first essence did. And so the flowers that have come to me have been flowers that grow in really out-of-the-way places and are often quite rare or quite unusual. My mother is a very, very knowledgeable plants woman, and this is more in terms of cultivated plants in her past, though more and more she's getting interested in wildflowers as well. But in the past, she, as we were growing up, she always had rare and unusual plants in the garden, and all of them with kind of strong medical histories going way, way back into literature and all the rest of it. And so I grew up with an appreciation for plants that were not the most obvious, not the most common ones, but the ones that were a little bit hidden away and difficult to find. And I love going walking in the mountains. My husband and I go to Scotland a lot. We live here in the mountains in the Lake District. We go over to the Alps in France. And you can go into the mountains and find incredible, incredible flowers tucked away, hidden in rocks, little gems that are just exquisite. And they're often tiny flowers. And some of them are on the critically endangered list. You know, they're not plants that we may still have in 20 years' time even. Mm. And they have something about them that I don't know whether it's because they're so rare and unusual that they somehow are calling me back to qualities in us that are becoming more rare. I don't know. It's like there's a sense of them being refined and a little bit elusive. Excuse me. And so I guess they bring that quality to the essence range as a whole. They grow up in the mountains and they have a very, very deep, strong earth energy. You know, the power of the earth in the mountains is such a strong force. And yet the mountains are so near the heavens. So they seem to lift us up spiritually as well. And I think the Lightbringer essences as a whole have that quality of deeply grounding and centering and holding us to our truth, to our incredible uniqueness, our individuality, and our ability to express that even in the harshest climates, even in the most inhospitable terrains and times and environments in our life. And they're so close to the heavens, and they're so uplifting in that spiritual sense. So I don't know if that answers the question, but those are the kind of plants, you know, and that's the kind of touch that they have.
Absolutely. It's lovely to hear that, and it makes it kind of really brings a lot of light to the what you've called your range, which is the Lightbringer essences, because we are here on the human plane in human bodies. So to bring light to that part of us makes everything make sense, doesn't it? It kind of connects it all. So yeah, yes, that's lovely, lovely, lovely to hear. And I'm a strong believer, as I'm sure you are, that we always find what we need, whoever we are, whatever belief system we have. And so if people are listening right now and have been drawn to listening to this interview, then there's a strong likelihood that they're going to need or be interested in your range. So it's kind of nice to hear more about it, because it gets us clear at the same time on what we need, doesn't it?
Yeah, we definitely, there's a resonance, isn't there, with where we're at and what comes to us and seems to shine for us at that time. I think that plays on the word light bringing. I mean, the term light bringing just kind of came to me from the essences. I never gave it too much thought. But as the years have gone on, I've understood its significance more and more. But certainly that sense that something seems to capture our attention, it speaks to us, we recognize something of ourselves in it when we need it, and that is resonance, and that's what healing is in essence. It's kind of our recognizing what feels wholesome and full of grace and full of beauty and full of goodness for us at this time is the thing that we need to return to, that to get past the things that are standing in the way of that.
Yes. So I'd like to invite you to share with myself and the listeners today what an essence from your range. You already spoke about the angel star, the lesser stitchwort, which sounds amazing. For the times that we're going through right now, so we're early at the time of recording, we're very early 2015 feels really different, doesn't it, to 2014. Is there one of your essences that would like to be part of the show today and to help us find the way forward just by listening to your words?
So there's actually two that are calling to me as you say that, but there's one that's calling more strongly, so I'm going to go with this one. And it's called the Pyramid Orchid. And it's an essence that I made last year. It's a very beautiful plant. It's called Pyramid Orchid because the flower head is in the shape of a pyramid, and it's a lovely, deep, deep pink, very orderly flower. Some orchids are quite disordered and tangled, and this is very clean and ordered and distinct in its outline and distinct in each petal and flower head that makes up the full blossom itself. And I laughed when I started to tune into this flower, because I'd liked it for a long time. When I started to tune into it as an essence, it's been one of the flowers that's come through in the last year or so, which feel to me more spiritual even than the ones that have gone before, like really talking to us at the spiritual level and really saying it's time to not have spirit and the everyday life be something separate, you know, not have your meditation time or your prayer time or whatever it might be as something separate, but that something that you're living in every moment. So all of those essences that have been coming through over the last year have been really about emphasizing the reality of living our spiritual nature. And this essence feels like it's as if there's the only way I can describe this is the image that I got when I sat with it. And I felt like there was a chorus of angels around me, like a whole circle of angels all the way around me as I sat with that. And I don't see angels. It was a feeling, it was a sense as if I was surrounded by angels, and they were saying, get up and do this, you know, it is time to live the fullness and the beauty of who you are in all your entirety. Stop wasting time, stop messing around, stop trying to hide your light. Come on and be. So almost like a kick up the backside from the angelic realm, you know, a sense of get on and do it. What are you waiting for? this is your time, the world needs you. And that is a message for each and every one of us. You know, it's that sense of, if essences are about anything, then they're about helping us to live our true essence, our true nature, our fullness, to blossom and be in that. Surely that's what they're about. And so this essence, the pyramid orchid, is particularly saying, it's time to get on and do this. It's time to be that magnificent, that phenomenal, that earth-changing and world-changing. It's time to be that person that you have all the potential to be and that you've maybe been denying. So it's incredibly empowering, and there's a lot of laughter and a lot of fun in it. It's a lot of kind of, come on, throw off those doubts and insecurities. Get on with it.
Wow. Well, that's truly an essence for 2015 and beyond, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, yeah, and it's so, I completely get that message, because all of us, we've been kind of, and I'm sure I'm speaking for many listeners too, we kind of know that we are light and that it's, you know, that we have work to do, and, you know, we know all the phrases that go alongside it, but there's a big difference between knowing it and actually doing it, and it does feel like time this year.
Yeah, I think that message is coming across in so many ways, isn't it? You know, it is time, and I think there's a readiness in people.
Yeah.
We do and have known this on a head level for some time, but there's still maybe been some doubt there. There's still been some kind of veil between our knowing that and our being that, and really letting ourselves surrender to that and take that on. And it's time that veil was removed, you know, and I think that's our work right now. And it's wonderful work, you know. It's about coming back to our joy. It's about coming back to our power. It's about coming back to our love. It's very, very freeing.
Yes. And it just almost brings me full circle back to how we began today, talking about who you are, a flower essence practitioner, a tutor, homeopath, and Reiki master, producer of your essences, and, you know, how amazing it is to be living your life, helping yourself and therefore others to be this. What a great way to live your life. Wow.
It's a gift, isn't it? You know, I mean, we're both very, very lucky in that. And I do feel, you know, literally every client that I work with, I hold that sense of it being a gift and a privilege, because that the intimacy of flowers transfers itself to the consultation, it transfers itself to the classroom when you're teaching essences, and people open up and they reveal their soul and they reveal their essence, and it is so beautiful, because there's, on the one hand, the tangle of how we're feeling at that time and whatever we're struggling with, and there's the way we get knotted up with that, and so there's the kind of darker side, and yet within each of us as a person, there's all that beauty and all that potential, and that's there at exactly the same time. You know, it's like the eye of the paradox. You see both, and the essences seem to sort of strengthen and call us back to and remind us of that wholeness, of that spiritual self, of that self that can handle this, that can move through this with ease if we just drop our resistances and drop our, probably our old negative beliefs, you know, the things that we've been conditioned with that often tie us in knots, and relax into something more trusting and more loving and sweeter, much sweeter.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, it's the power of this wonderful medicine. And I think it's more of a step forward, then it's going to be like the snowball effect, is that it will, you know, people, I sense that this, what this year about, is going to be whole floods of people actually becoming that, which will make it easier for everybody.
It will. This is where everything that each of us puts in, it goes somewhere. You know, it's never lost, that, is it? It's like our, each time we have the courage to choose to be more peaceful and choose to be more whole and more generous and more forgiving in the way that we respond to every little thing that's happening during the day. You know, the more kind of courage and willingness and love we bring to that, the more that just comes right back to us in our lives.
Yeah.
In such amazing ways. And then we're spreading that. You know, we're spreading that because the more we get of it, the better we feel and the better other people feel around us.
Mm.
And it all seems to come back to being true to ourselves and true to our essence and living that and not denying it and suppressing it and compromising it, but really fully, truthfully, honestly being who we are and doing that lovingly and lightly for ourselves and others.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's we said about job descriptions earlier, but, you know, if we're talking about our job description on Earth, then that's not a bad job description, is it? You know?
No. And part of me, and I know because you share, we both work as tutors, you know, part of our passion is to spread the word to groups of people, to people who would like to take this, in inverted commas, work into the world as well.
Yeah.
Listening to you today, it just fills me with so much joy because we often feel that we could, if we tune into the old vibrations, you know, like, well, okay, yeah, I could learn to work with flower essences, but, you know, how's that going to fit into, you know, like paying the bills or.
Yeah.
But when we actually talk about it at a different vibration, it just changes everything. How could we not do this work?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because if we look at the externals and the and we get caught up in those appearances and forget that we're energy and that we're spirit, then we forget the power that we have. And yet when we come from a place of love and trust, whatever we need will come to us. And I've experienced that time and time again. Mm. It's like magic, but it isn't magic. It's actually just reality.
Yes.
But it's the reality of energy.
Yes.
And we lose that reality, or we lose contact with that, when we get too caught up in the appearances and the apparent difficulties.
Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute joy talking to you today and sharing you and your essences with people who are listening. I know that you have a great interest in developing much further how essences can be used spiritually, but we're kind of out of time right now, so we'll need to invite you back onto the show maybe towards the end of 2015 and see how this has all evolved for you, because I'm pretty sure it's going to.
So for that now, would be lovely. Thank you.
Yes, it would be really, really lovely. So for now, would you like to share with everybody how they can find out more about your range and possibly even purchase some from you?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so I have a website, and the website is lightbringeressences.co.uk, or you can get to that as lightbe.co.uk. And I'm also on Facebook, so you can follow me there, and I regularly post on Facebook. I have a blog on the website, which is kind of my way of being able to update people with my thoughts and my learning. And I do send out a newsletter as well, so you're really welcome to join my mailing list. So any of those, and you can find other contact details for me as well on the website.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rachel. It's been really,
thank
really
you, Sarah.
Beautiful.
It's lovely to spend this time with you in particular, because I know that we love to talk about things like this. So it's been very, very special and very, just very easy and very natural to be able to speak to you. You're very good at this. You do a lovely, lovely job bringing all this information to people.
Yeah, thank you. It feels very joyful. Yeah, thank you so much.
I see that. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.